Welcome to A Bit of Grace. The foods we eat, do they fill a void or feed our body? Hi, it's Julia. How do we analyze what is good or bad for us? Simply put, how do you feel after eating or drinking certain foods? We all have some foods that upset our stomach and our gut. Were you in a hurry and chomped down the food without even noticing its taste or aroma? Hurry, hurry, hurry. We do that a lot, don't we? Were you calm and able to enjoy the meal? Or were you upset and agitated in the middle of an argument? Our stomach and intestines and more all want a peaceful environment. It's like riding over a bumpy road at high speed. Things get jostled around, and sometimes they break. Do you want to be stuck at the side of the road in need of repair? Paying attention to what we eat is important for good health in our body. One easy step is to start noticing how you are feeling both during and after a meal. This small change alone in focus will help you be more aware of yourself on the inside and less distracted by what's going on around you. For over 35 years, I lived with IBS and its symptoms. That's irritable bowel syndrome, in case you don't know. It would always flare up in stressful times. I suffered over and over with horrible, painful cramps and other stuff that we won't go into right now. The way I described it at the time, I would say it feels like I'm being cut in half with a knife. It was just awful. And it went on for years and years. In my 20s, I went through the whole thing of upper and lower GI series that the doctor ordered. Not fun. Swallow a bunch of barium and get x-rayed way, way, way too much. And then in my 40s, I was given a prescription to stop the cramps, a muscle relaxant that made me feel like a zombie. I was so zoned out. And I tried it twice and said, no thanks. I mean, I had 2 young children, a business I was managing, so much stress in my life. It was crazy. There was no way I could be that totally numbed out and out of touch. It just didn't make sense. So this led me to dig deeper over the years and recognize how much healing I really needed. I researched a lot and became involved with lots and lots of training and many different healing modalities and or tools, I would call them, of what you might call energy healing and transformation. Let's just call it change, creating change in the physical body, mind, spirit, all areas. In the process of clearing out my own emotional traumas, I was going through this, all these changes, and I was learning many ways in which the body can heal itself. Along that journey, I realized my job was to share my skills at finding solutions for all sorts of situations. Fast forward to recent years, I've been digging into research papers and articles about our gut microbiome. There's all sorts of information connecting the food we eat or don't eat with overall health and even some specific illnesses. I'll be sharing more about specific foods and recipes I've played with along this journey. Yes, played with, because I enjoy new learning and the adventure of the whole thing along the way. But that's about all we're going to talk about today, and I'll talk with you again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Are you looking to improve? Then check out my services at juliagrace.ca and juliagracehealer.com.